take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. That number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on our site for free. So head over there and enjoy those on us. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
Ademo joining us courtesy of libertyontour.com. And we'll talk, I guess, more about LOT, but more probably about CopBlock and some of the exciting new things and features available over there. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. But, of course, we'll take your phone calls about anything at 800-259-9231. Last night I said I wanted to talk about this Rand Paul thing. There's some good news about Rand Paul, and I was a critic. You know, when he was running for Senate, I was somebody who, you know, I made it very clear that I couldn't get behind the guy because of, you know, there were some things that he said during his campaign in response to some questions that I just found very distasteful. He made some comments about immigration that I thought were pretty outrageous, very anti-freedom. Made some comments about the war in Afghanistan, supporting that. With regards to immigration, it was like he wanted, I don't know, what was it, like a crazy fence and some black helicopters or something like that.
When I was doing Motorhome Diaries, Jason Talley interviewed him, Jason Talley from the CD Evolution Fund, and we interviewed Rand Paul in Tennessee and in Nashville, and he was talking about building the wall, and Jason flat out asked him, what if we took away the carrot? And he's like, well, you got to scale people back, and the flow of people was the problem, not the social welfare.
Yeah, so I couldn't get behind him for that, and then the people that were supporting him and kind of attacking me on that, well, you know, he's just saying those things so he can get elected. They were basically suggesting that Rand Paul was being dishonest, that he was really a liberty-oriented guy, but he just has to say these things in order to, you know, get into office because he's running for office in Kentucky, and, you know, those people down there, they, you know, they don't care about liberty, and so therefore they just have to hear this story in order to give this guy their vote. And, of course, my response to that was, well, if that's true, then I still can't support him because I can't support somebody who's going to tell lies. I'm not interested in getting behind somebody who either he's telling the truth and he really does support immigration restrictions and, you know, black helicopters and all that, and warmongering in the Middle East, or he's lying about those things, in which case I still can't support him because he's lying.
Well, no matter what, all politicians lie. I mean, no matter what it is, they are telling you a lie.
Well, it certainly seems that way. I mean, it would be refreshing to have an honest politician, and I think that, I don't know, maybe Ron Paul is a little more, I think Ron Paul's a little more honest with his positions on things, but maybe he feels like he can be that way because he's been reelected, you know, 10 times or something like that. And he's been reelected even though he's constantly voting no and he's constantly, you know, doing things that are so-called not in the best interest of his district as far as, like, getting money for the people.
Sure. I guess maybe it's empty promises because even Ron Paul is hyping up promising ending the Fed, but yeah, can't come through with that and sure it's his intention.
And how could he? Right.
Exactly.
I mean, he can't do it alone. But anyway, so I wanted to give Rand Paul a little bit of credit where credit is due because, you know, he's done something fairly decent. This news, according to the newamerican.com, sense of the Senate, this was written just a couple days ago. Sense of the Senate resolution by Rand Paul from Kentucky opposing President Obama's Libyan intervention, using Obama's own words as a senator, has tied up the U.S. Senate as Democratic Party leaders avoid an embarrassing vote against the leader of their party. Paul's resolution had been offered as an amendment to the Small Business Reauthorization Bill. The Rand Paul resolution, co-sponsored by a fellow Senate caucus member, says the president, quote, the president does not have the power to unilaterally authorize a military attack in a situation that does not involve an actual or imminent threat to the nation. Now, Senator Obama used precisely that language in a December 20th, 2007 interview with the Boston Globe when he was campaigning for the presidency. So they're using he's using Obama's own quote, the exact quote from then-Senator Obama to juxtapose against what President Obama is actually doing.
Everything changes once you get in office, you know.
Well, he was already in office.
Well,
he was
as a president. I mean, that's when it really changes.
So President Obama
voted in temporary king, and that's really what we've got at this point. then you can, you know, it doesn't matter what you said before.
It was pointed out that Obama neglected to mention any actual or imminent threat to the country in his address to the American people regarding Libya on March 18th. So Paul said that this was very clear what the president said, and I agree with what candidate Barack Obama said. We should not go to war without congressional authority. These are the checks and balances that give you a say, that give the people of America a say through their representatives. This allows us to say when we go to war through our Congress, not through one individual, but through 535 individuals whom you elect. Since the Paul Lee Amendment was offered on the floor of the Senate on March 30th, as of the writing of this article 2 days ago, there haven't been any floor votes. So apparently, for whatever reason, him introducing this amendment has completely shut down the Senate.
Good.
Yeah. That's why I say, you know, give the guy credit where credit is due.
I want the Senate shut down as much as possible.
So according to an interview, I guess, on Fox's Freedom Watch show with Andrew Napolitano, he said this at the time on March 31st. Right now, my resolution has basically been taken off the table. For 3 days now, we've had no votes, and they're not going to vote again today, maybe because I think they don't want to vote on whether or not Congress should have this authority. They're embarrassed that the president took them to war precisely with the same kind of reasoning that they've always criticized up here, because he's doing the same thing that George Bush would have done in that particular case.
I don't know. I mean, even George Bush, I don't know what George Bush would have done in this circumstance. I think likely what you're saying is true. There was very little time in this Libya situation as opposed to the ramp up for Afghanistan and Iraq. And George Bush, although he didn't get a declaration of war, did get some kind of use of force resolution or something like that from Congress. So he had some kind of authorization from the legislative branch.
So other than stalling, what is the projected outcome of this? I mean, is this just a question of how long or what it takes for Rand Paul to sell out or the loophole around this?
I really don't know. I don't know what all the ins and outs of the political theater in Washington, D.C. are as to why they can't move forward on something else before they do something with this. Maybe they have to act on this before they can move on to something else.
If
maybe
the
this
amendment
is
has been offered on this particular bill, they can't do anything unless they debate the amendment. So they have to debate this. And what he's saying is they don't want to debate it. So this piece of legislation is ugly, and it's stopped.
It'll force the politicals to come out against and in support of, you know, wars without congressional approval.
Yeah, so they can't do that.
Absolutely not.
So I don't know how this is going to get resolved. I don't know where this is going to go from here.
I'm all for roadblocks, monkey wrenches,
that's
and
what I say.
Sand in the engine. I don't care.
Right. This is essentially a monkey wrench from the inside of the system. And good for Rand Paul. I mean, the guy deserves credit for this one. So, and maybe he was telling a lie when he was running for political office. It doesn't make me feel good. I don't really feel like I want to support him, you know, for re-election unless he's going to come out and tell the truth next time. But nonetheless, I think credit should be given where credit is due.
Yeah, I don't, like most Americans, I don't remember what the politician said while he was running particularly. And so all I care about is what he's doing in office right now. And you know, he's turning out to be a more liberty-minded senator than I thought he was going to be. I thought he was going to be sort of a conservative type. Mm-hmm. And it turns out he's a little more he was working on these liberty issues, and I think that's great.
I'll say bravo for right now, but how quickly they can turn to maybe this is Rand Paul needs a buyout of some sort. Rand Paul wants on some sort of committee. Rand Paul's committee
has
some sort of boost, right?
I don't trust politicians any more than you do, my friend. But
right.
I will take the politicians that vote liberty 90% of the time over the ones who vote liberty 50% of the time.
I mean, I think there's no doubt. It's at this point, it's pretty clear that Rand Paul is probably the most liberty-oriented senator in Washington, D.C., for whatever that's worth.
Exactly.
And if he can keep doing monkey wrenching like this inside and prevent these people from moving forward with voting on things, then as far as I'm concerned, that's a pretty good thing. I'd rather have them not doing more than moving ahead with whatever awful plans it is that they have to enact upon all of us.
Right. And they do have awful plans.
And then when they flip-flop, it's more people seeking true liberty and then can find, you know, better outlets.
And if this guy, you know, continues to stir things up, it means he'll get more attention, and maybe some of the other liberty-oriented things he says will get more attention as a result of that. So we shall see, and we'll let you know if anything else happens. In fact, speaking of the national stage, the threat of a so-called government shutdown still looms for Friday. We'll talk about what that means here in a little bit. Take your calls as well at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem. Rock band Ravelin.
Like it throws, have their tools. Legs built messy with the walls.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, features including news updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our email updates, follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up. That's news.freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event is what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate. Stefan Molyneux, Wes, and Wes are going to team up and against me on whether or not voting is immoral. That should be an exciting time. But there's all kinds of other things to do on the boat, including shore excursions and that kind of thing. It leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. We've secured some more rooms, but can't promise anything as far as price goes after April the 17th. The rate right now is $600, about $600, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right. So, of course, we'll take your phone calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. But there's good news looming in maybe 2 days from now. There may be an announcement that the federal government, well, at least part of it, is shutting down.
Too bad not permanently.
Yeah, well, probably not permanently, and probably not a whole lot of it either. But nonetheless, this still makes headlines. A lot of people are talking about this. There's big discussion.
CNN is really focusing on it.
Yeah. There's a story here that I've got from NPR, which is, of course, the government's official news outlet, that the question here is that is answered in this story is how a government shutdown would play out. So here it is from Liz Halloran over at NPR. The nation's military forces would continue working in the event of a government shutdown, senior government officials said Wednesday, but they would be expected to forego receiving any pay until Congress approves a budget for the current fiscal year. Now, that's a pretty big deal. Now, they're not going to shut down the entire federal government. However, the U.S. military is a huge chunk, a huge portion of the government's operation.
Especially the discretionary segment.
Discretionary meaning?
There's discretionary budget and sort of the non-discretionary budget. Non-discretionary includes Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Those are entitlement programs.
Okay. So in this case, they are basically going to tell every single troop, however many million plus of them there are, there's a lot of people in the U.S. military.
Keep working, soldier, or we shoot you.
Well, I don't know if it'll get that extreme, but they are going to say, hey, we'd like you to keep working even though your next paycheck may not be coming.
What do you think is how good do you think it's going to be for that soldier that says, you know, no, I'm not going to?
I don't know, Mark.
I mean,
but
all the other rules still apply. You'll still be AWOL. You'll still be, absconding. You'll still be not, doing whatever work you're supposed to be doing.
I think that's when we see a mass direct action where many, soldiers would walk off.
I hope so.
Right.
That's what I would hope. Now, we've talked to people who've been in the military about this idea of, well, how bad is it if you go AWOL? What is the worst that happens? And what we've seen is it's not so bad these days. You know, they aren't going to likely shoot you in the back of the head if you do that. You may end up having to spend a little bit of time in the brig, but overall you'll end up going through some sort of discharge.
One guy even talked about it. He was not even in the brig. He was just on a disciplinary squad, so he wasn't even in the brig itself.
He had, like, cleaning toilet duty or something like that.
Well, also,
right?
Too, I don't know if the examples that we're talking about now compared to what we're talking about here is if they don't get paid a large amount, 50%, majority of the military walking off, it wouldn't matter what the consequences. There would be none.
This is true. Numbers make a difference.
Right. Numbers make a big difference.
I wouldn't expect 50% are going to walk away because probably a lot of these guys do want a paycheck, and they'll hope that the government will come through.
If the government doesn't pay 10% of these guys, I'm saying that maybe
they're not going to pay 100% of them.
Oh, that's what they're saying, all of them.
As I understand it, they're basically going to say, look, you're going to continue earning your money, but we just can't pay you right now. So just hold off. We'll get you the checks eventually.
Don't worry about it.
So the longer it goes, the more likely people are going to say, screw this.
Yeah, and they'll talk among themselves. They'll be like, hey, I'm my family. Because it's not the guy who's sleeping on a cot in the barracks that has to worry about it. There's guys with families. Their families are expecting these paychecks.
Yeah.
Sometimes the wives will stay home. They'll stay in campus housing or what do they call them, base housing, things like that. These guys, they've got kids and families that need food.
As I'm saying, I don't think it would take very long because even military personnel can live paycheck to paycheck like most folks.
Absolutely. So this will be I think this is the most interesting aspect of this government shutdown, and really the ultimate question is how long this will go. And of course, the idea that the military won't be getting paid is of course going to be a big motivator to the Republicans. They love their military, so it's likely some sort of a deal will be cut at some point, but How long will it take?
And this includes, like, active military? Like, the people that are...
Yeah, this is how bad it is in Washington, D.C.
I mean, how could anybody... You know, I think this would go very rapidly if they're really not going to pay these guys for a week.
I appreciate the optimism, and I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I don't know. How often do they get paychecks? Is it every 2 weeks or every week?
I'm with the demo. You know, every week that goes by, you're going to see soldiers getting to the boiling point.
Absolutely.
And I don't know. You know, they're going to feel desperate. They're not going to know what to do. You're going to see
up on a plane and get the heck out of there.
Well, that's the ones that are over there.
Right.
But you've got more guys,
support
more soldiers.
Staff.
Yeah, more soldiers here in the United States than you do over there. Those guys have big problems. They're not going to know what to do.
You could be deserted soldiers. I mean, they can't get back. I mean, hopping on a plane and coming back is easier said than done. But they haven't been getting paid. They probably don't have the, you know, what are they going to do? Just roll into Baghdad and hop on a plane?
Yeah, I have no idea how they would actually go about getting back.
Right.
But as many as 800,000, this again according to NPR, as many as 800,000 plus civilian federal workers, including those employed by the Department of Defense, would be furloughed if the government shuts down Friday at midnight for a lack of funding. I presume that means late Friday night, early Saturday, but it's not very clear. Friday at midnight could mean late Thursday, early Friday. Anyway, as Congress and the White House continued today to negotiate on a budget while time ticks down to the end of the government's current budget authority, the officials who spoke on background laid out how a shutdown would affect departments and agencies. The Federal Housing Administration, for example, would stop processing loan guarantees, affecting about 30% of the housing market, and the Small Business Administration would stop processing direct small business loans. Tax refunds for paper filers would also be delayed.
Yeah, this is one of the things that Obama said is, you know, if you're running a small business and, you know, you're expecting one of these loans to come through, that this government shutdown could be very arduous for you. If you're running a small business and your small business is hanging by a loan from the government,
position.
You haven't been running your business right.
It is funny how we look at this differently. Like people are afraid of this, and I'm happy. This is great.
Me too.
Like, you know, crash down, crumble, burn everybody. Life will go on. I mean,
sure will.
Right. Without the military, if they all have off, like things will be the same.
Back in the mid-90s, this sort of happened under Clinton at one point, and
that's right.
Was, you know, just the hallelujah choir for the Republican Party at that point, I was saying, oh yeah, shut it down. As far as I'm concerned, you know, no government was good when you wanted small government at that point. I didn't see any downside to it. I think there's a lot of Republicans that are happy about this idea.
All right, well, 800-259-9231 is the number here. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. So it should be very interesting. Hopefully we will see it shut down, because again, still up in the air, may or may not at this point. We'll give you a little bit more detail on what could happen here in a moment. 800-259-9231, you can take control. Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite-resistant, and best of all, machine-washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no real rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll-free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed. From AffinityDiet.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on our site for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include listening options. We've got live streams, broadband and dial-up versions. Around the clock, you can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live there. And you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to do that. A list of our great radio stations from coast to coast, well over 90 stations, I think 94, I think is our current number, stations carrying the program at various different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening options, which now include XM satellite radio all week long, which is great news, and are also our free-to-air satellite KU band channel as well. You can go get those details, plus our webcam and our listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Go get all the listening options at listen.freetalklive.com. And if you're looking for medications, Mark, you've got the answer.
Right. If you're on prescription medications and you're getting your meds at a local pharmacy, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. There's lots of stuff for you there to read and their awards they've won and things like that. Their customer service is excellent. They test out these drugs to make sure that they're not, you know, you're not getting some kind of counterfeit drugs or anything like that. I've been to their offices. I've, you know, been through the process. It's meds.freetalklive.com. I think you'll appreciate their customer service. And I think they can meet your needs, whether it's Zetia, Nexium, Lipitor, Ablify, Boniva, Cialis, or Viagra. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
So, we're talking about the government shutdown that is looming right now. Could be as soon as Friday at midnight, apparently, when they decide to shut down a portion of the federal government. The entirety will not be shutting down, unfortunately. It's very unlikely that that's going to happen at any point in the near future. But, nonetheless, it's interesting to look at some of the ramifications of what this does mean. And so far, the biggest one, to me, is that the U.S. military members will be asked to continue operating, continue doing what they're doing, following orders, and being military members without actually receiving a paycheck.
Right.
On the speculation that eventually the government will start back up and that they will get their paychecks after the fact.
Right, and this amazed me. So during the break, I took a second to do a quick search, and I seen that guys over at C4SS, the Center for a Stateless Society.
That's C4SS.org?
Yes, C4SS.org. And they did a good write-up, Thomas Knapp, actually, about government shutdown theater. And you said that they're hoping that they come back to work or that the government figures out its financial troubles. But they have, because it seems that this has happened 15 times, you know, over the course of the government's existence. Mm. And it seems this article written by Thomas Knapp talks about how the non-essential aspects of governments, the ones that we rely on, like you mentioned, housing and other things with the hand-me-outs.
Well, I don't rely on those things.
Well, excuse me, yeah. Some folks rely on.
Yeah.
And so those are shut down in order to make an inconvenience for the individual.
The Senate and the House, they're going to get their paychecks.
Exactly, but they get the day off.
Right.
So they still get paid, and you get without your hand, or folks who get don't receive their handouts, making an inconvenience for them, but yet strengthening, you know, the legitimacy of the government.
Which makes people think that, well, this is something that they need, and it upsets them when those things
right.
aren't available.
I didn't get my check in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I can't get my stamps. You know.
Well, you know, when you rely on that check, and that's the expectation, you know, no doubt it's going to be a real problem in your life. Relying on the government is not this firm ideal that people believe the government's always going to be there to mm-hmm. take care of it. But that's not true.
Surprise.
It's right. happened 15 times.
So from what? That aspect, it's a little disappointing to see that, you know, all you're going to get is the mob who is expecting the handout to be upset about this.
Mm-hmm.
Then seeing, like, see, this is why we need to get back to work. But I do agree with you, the military part is, you know, especially in the midst of a 10-year war, that's, you know, soldiers are already tired and sick of fighting or questioning why they're there.
Right.
To have not being paid on top of it could, I mean, that could ripple.
According to Scott Horton from antiwar.com, we're not in 3 conflicts. We're in 6.
You mean the U.S. military?
You know, U.S. military.
Because I'm not doing this.
Okay, fine. 6 military conflicts right now. You have to include Pakistan as, you know, it's a separate nation, mm-hmm. even though, you know, it's different sides of the border there in Afghanistan. There's Somalia and Yemen, apparently. So, you know, they have more information on that, but that's 6 conflicts are going through, including Iraq.
I wonder what the longest, I mean, the 15 you mentioned is how many times the government has shut down, but I wonder for how long. I mean, what is the longest length of time for which they have shut down?
It actually did mention that in here. It said the record is 3 weeks. So
okay. Well, 3 weeks is...
3 weeks.
That's a long time to go without getting paid.
Especially when you're in another country dying
yeah.
in bullets.
Yeah, absolutely. So this should be very interesting to see how it plays out. And just keep your fingers crossed and hope that that actually happens and they don't come to a deal anytime soon.
Bullet dodging, bad job.
Very bad job.
Yeah, bad job.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Boy, wouldn't that be great if this budget conflict was what it took to actually end these wars? Like, that the military members, after enough weeks, were just saying, screw this, and they're hopping on planes, and they're getting out of there, and all of a sudden the military's down, you know, to 50% or 25% of its original size.
I mean, our boys are doing it because they're fighting for our freedom.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out whether that's true or not, right, and to what extent.
I believe ultimately that's it will take for people to understand the nature of the government or a government is the, I mean, 60%, 70%. At what point do people realize that they need to stop giving these people money and control over their lives, that we can do it better with the free market?
Some other things here, according to NPR, about what to expect as far as what will continue and what will stop if this government shutdown goes through. Tax refunds for paper filers with the IRS would also be delayed. National parks and Smithsonian Institution museums would close. So if you were counting on the government to send you your refund check for your IRS tax refund, well, they don't have any obligation to send it to you anytime soon. And if the shutdown happens, then you can just wait until they come back online.
You know,
they'll just hold your money until then.
I don't know how other people approach it. I know some people will get loans against their refund checks and things like that from some of the sort of chain tax doer
like H&R Block,
folks.
Yes.
You know, I don't know how other folks do it. When I file a return with the, and I understand that they're sending money back to me, I just don't even think about it until the check shows up.
Right. Well, that's a responsible thing to do. Then it's like found money.
Yeah.
Right? So, but not very many people are very responsible with their money, and they're going to be put in a real difficult situation as a result of this. So also other things like the National Park Smithsonian Institution museums would close, the National Annual Cherry Blossom Festival parade scheduled for Saturday in D.C. would be canceled. Activities.
Oh, the Cherry Blossom Parade. Now, there's a government program. Yeah, everybody's got their favorite. I do like the cherry blossoms.
Activities that would continue, they said, include those necessary for the safety of life and protection of property, including the military, law enforcement, air traffic control, and Department of Homeland Security functions.
Oh, yeah, but Homeland Security.
But yet they say the military's not going to get paid, so how long that will continue is another question.
Just like telling them to work.
But Medicare recipients would continue to receive their coverage because it's funded through the program's trust fund, and the Veterans Administration would remain open because it operates under a multi-year funding calendar. Other questions? Can you imagine what would happen if they took away the VA's funding on this one? Like the angry veterans trying to go and get their medical care that they were promised?
I would think that they would... Oh, my goodness.
Some VA centers would be getting shot up and blown up in that particular...
That'd be awful.
Crazy old veterans trying to get their pills.
Awful.
Other questions answered by the officials. How would a shutdown affect taxpayers with the approach of the April 18th filing deadline? Answer. Processing of all paper filed returns, which accounts for about 30% of returns, would be suspended. Tax audits would be suspended. Hey!
Bonus.
Yeah. And returns filed electronically would apparently continue to be processed. Question. What happens to activities of the Environmental Protection Agency, including monitoring of radiation from the nuclear power plant in Japan? The EPA will cease issuing permits, and work on environmental impact statements will be slowed, but the agency will continue work deemed to be essential to protect life and property. Question, how will there be, or will there be any change in how Social Security claims are handled? The Social Security Administration is still finalizing its plan. Current beneficiaries will continue to get their benefits as they did during the last government shutdown in 1995.
They talk as if all these things run smoothly already.
Yeah.
You know.
And by the way, that's not a very good answer. They're still finalizing their plan. Current beneficiaries will continue to receive checks, so they claim. Though who knows what will happen with Social Security. Nobody really knows at this point. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. Government shutdown looming. Could be as early as Friday night. This is Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Don't forget, if you want to help support this radio program, you may do so by shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find links to Amazon, as well as Newegg. They're affiliate links, so when you enter through those links, whether you're in the U.S., the U.K., or Canada or Germany, there's an Amazon link there for your country. You enter through the appropriate link, and then Amazon cuts Free Talk Live a portion of the purchase price. It's a decent amount of the profit that they're making on each item they send over to Free Talk Live just because we sent them the business. So you're going to do your shopping online anyway. You probably have already shopped before at Amazon. You might as well just start your shopping through the links that we have at shop.freetalklive.com.
Don't forget Super Saver shipping.
That's right, you get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take your phone calls about absolutely anything. Just a few more thoughts on what's going to happen, ostensibly, if this government shutdown goes through coming up on Friday. According to NPR, they're going to be shutting down the various different government programs. They claim they'll keep the essential programs online, but even the military will not be getting paychecks. According to the question here, will the military personnel still be getting paid on time? Answer, they will be paid through Friday and will continue to work after that and earn money, but they will not receive paychecks until Congress approves a spending plan. They also ask about Medicare. They say that Medicare is funded at least for a period of time. Other activities such as the work of the Department of Health and Human Services would be suspended. The NIH Clinical Center would stop accepting new patients and would suspend starting new clinical trials. And clinical trials already underway would continue. How would a shutdown affect civilian workers at the Defense Department is a question. The answer is they would be subject to the same guidelines as other civilian employees, furloughed, unless they are determined to be essential to the safety of life or protection of property. A significant number would be furloughed. Question, what would be the effect on White House employees? The same rules would apply to them as to other civilian employees. Officials say they anticipate slightly lower staffing at the White House and across all agencies. So we will let you know what happens with this
thing. Isn't it funny how they word some of that stuff when they're like, everyone who is not essential to life and property will be let go. Why do we have them in the first place? Like, if that's government, like, it's here, they're not necessary, but yet when things are going, yep. That's ridiculous, right?
Why do we have non-essential government services?
Right. We are paying for non-essential
it's
services.
It's true. It is an admission that a good portion of the government's own program, the government considers a good portion of its own programs non-essential.
That's
like, we could look at it and say it's all non-essential because the market can handle whatever so-called essential programs they have, but even the government is admitting that a good amount of its employees are non-essential.
Well, since it's not essential, let's stop it today.
Right. That's right. How confident they are that they have you convinced they're needed.
Let's continue here. Take your phone calls about what you want. Clayton is in Texas. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ademo, and Mark.
What do you want to bet with this government shutdown? The DEA is not going to be affected at all.
Yeah, right?
You're probably right.
But people are in danger. The DEA saves them.
They're essential.
Oh, yeah. We can't allow people to actually own their own property, can we?
No.
Like their bodies? Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I like their bodies. I recently just served on a jury, and juries have really no clue what their actual purpose is. I did a little bit of research.
What was your story? What jury was, what was the trial? What was the case?
It was a grand jury. It wasn't actually a criminal or a civil jury, which makes me say I really don't like district attorneys. My first time being on a jury, and it had to be a crappy one. But, no, it just, you know, if anybody's ever heard of the Fully Informed Jury Association, you can check that out. But the purpose of a jury is to make sure that the punishment fits the crime or if a crime's been committed at all.
That's true. And we actually discussed jury nullification last night. For those who have not heard, it is a process that allows a juror to decide based on his or her feelings about a law as to whether or not that person is guilty. So it doesn't matter if all of the evidence shows that they're guilty of whatever the alleged crime is. If you think the crime itself, the law itself, is a bad thing, like the war on drugs, I think that's a very bad thing. If I were on somebody's jury and they were charged with marijuana possession or something like that, I would just find them not guilty regardless of what the facts are in the case. That's jury nullification. But it's a little different when you're on a grand jury, right? Because on a grand jury, you are being asked to find whether there's a true bill or no bill or something like that, and that basically authorizes them to move ahead with the prosecution on, like, a felony charge?
Yeah, the prosecution is basically asking, do we have possible cause or probable cause to pursue this case? Mm-hmm. And the bad thing about a grand jury is it only takes 9 votes to go ahead with it. It's not like a regular criminal or civil jury, which takes the entire jury to actually convict somebody to continue with the case. They only need 9 people to vote true bill.
This is a true rubber stamp here. I mean, most of them are like, well, the district attorney says that he thinks mm-hmm. he's guilty, so I guess that's okay. They don't even know why it is they're being asked to say whether or not it's okay. And it's only the district attorney. There's nobody else there for the other side.
And isn't the evidence presented at a grand jury one-sided? It's all the state's evidence, right? The person being accused isn't mm-hmm. even in the room or has knowledge of.
Oh, yeah, no, it's basically to where it irritated the crap out of me because the DA kept interjecting opinion, you know, like the bad guys have an opinion of the police this way and the good guys have an opinion. I'm just like, shut up and present the facts. And during the jury, you know, I actually got into it with the other jurors about drug use. I talked to a couple of them afterward. They actually want to talk to me about it. But
how many, before we go on with that story, how many of the cases that were presented were drug cases?
There was probably about 12 charges. I can't exactly say how many cases, you know, I'm not going to divulge anything other than, you know, there were 12 charges, a couple for possession, but they were all felony cases, which bugs the crap out of me because if somebody gets convicted for a felony, they lose their right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So
it depends on the state. I think there's only a handful of states that actually take away the right to vote for a person who has a felony, but they do not have the right to defend themselves with a firearm after that.
Okay, so was it the majority of the cases?
Actually, it was probably about 50% of the cases.
Wow.
Maybe actually a little bit more. Pulled over, Another one is FletcherRides.org, where people can know what to do during a traffic stop.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of people don't know that you can refuse search of the vehicle, and then are you detaining me or am I free to go? You don't have to wait for the drug dog to show up. You don't have to wait for the officer to bring his partner in. You just ask, are you detaining me or am I free to go? And if they they either have to detain you or give you a ticket and let you go.
So you said you got in a conversation with some of the other grand jurors?
Yes. One of them, I was talking about, you know, drug use and how, you know, prohibition's worse for the worse for people than it helps them. And the basic question was, you know, is it legal? Is it legal? Is it legal? And the point I brought up to get him to shut up was, you know, blacks and whites at one time couldn't be married because of the law. But if you were on a jury and you were deciding one of those cases, or let's say if the firearms were illegal, would you have the moral authority to be able to stand up for what you believe? And it just, it annoys the crap out of me that, you know, somebody can be so hypocritical that, you know, drugs are somebody else's property. They don't like what they do with them. But if somebody went to take away, you know, their firearms or whatever else, they'd be up in a hissy fit about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's unfortunate people think this way, but that's like the great thing about FIJA Outreach, the Fully Informed Jury Association that we're talking about, is that we give it to everybody so that people, you know, and it's talked about a lot throughout the blogs and here on Free Talk Live, can know this before they get there. Because, I mean, think of showing up to a jury that day, and even if you got a FIJA pamphlet, and that's the first time you read it, here you have some people outside telling you you should vote your conscience, what you know is probably right, or your feelings, you can vote on whether or not the law is even of value. But you have this guy on a bench who's seated higher than you in a robe that
mm-hmm.
everyone makes you stand for when he comes into the room, and he tells you that you have to look at the facts and only the facts and this and that, and I give you, you know, direct instructions and all these other things. I mean, I could see how it could be just a mess.
It's intimidating for people. So what is it like when you're on a grand jury? Because, I mean, like, we all kind of know what a jury is like. We've seen them in the television shows, and many of us have had experience. But it's very rare that somebody gets on a grand jury. So, I mean, do are they presenting all these alleged facts, these allegations, and then you go back into a jury deliberation for all of the cases? How does that work?
Well, it depends how the other jurors actually want to take it. If they want to do it a case at a time, or if they want to group, you know, all the drug cases together, or all the assault, or all the theft, or whatever the other jurors want to do. There's no actual set standard. Or at least there wasn't in the one I was in.
So then you come back with a true bill or no bill decision, and then they move ahead with the cases.
Basically, yes. You write down, you know, how many votes there were for true bill, how many votes there were for no bill.
Were you the only dissenter?
Did you dissent?
On pretty much all the cases, yeah, I was the only one that dissent. You know, I didn't dissent on all the cases.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you, and good first stand-up for whatever it was worth. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold before your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.